You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Speaking of cool stuff, cool new album out today from old mates Hans Puckett. This is the title track, No Drama. We've got three Hans Pucketts in the studio and we're going to have a chat after this. What a tune. That is Hans Puckett with No Drama. We've got three Hans Pucketts in the studio this morning. Two Callums and a Jono. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora.
Congratulations on your brand new album, also called No Drama, which is out today. How are you guys feeling about that?
Relieved. kind of in disbelief that it actually is finally out. Great.
I was just saying I'd spent a very long time writing a very sincere Instagram post.
Nice.
Sort of splurged some of my feelings. I don't know. It's been a long time coming. This has been, we started working on this record in like 2018, and so these songs are part of Ollie's, I don't know, pre 2018 subconscious and feelings, and so there's a lot tied up in this record.
Totally.
So it's good to have it out.
We've all collectively been through a bit since 2018. And I think one of the things I've always liked about Hans Puckett is that there's a joy to your songs, even the ones that are really getting into the feelings a little bit. And I think that's down to Ollie's writing, but it's also down to the sound that you guys create as a unit. We were just having a chat off air about the Hans Puckett karaoke experience, or the karaoke challenge, which was, I guess, the closing moment of the Others Way Festival a couple of weeks back. And I think that also typifies the whole Hans Puckett vibe. There for a good time and to help other people have a good time as well. What was that like? Did you guys enjoy shredding for 2 hours on the stage?
It was a real marathon, but it was so fun.
Oh yeah, it was great. We sort of vowed never to do it again, but also really want to do it again. I don't know. It's just kind of a half and half at the moment. But it was very special, and yeah, it was nice having other people. You know, we like having other people involved in the sort of like the circle of Hans Puckett, I guess.
Yeah, during our live shows, I try really hard to try not to have any kind of fourth wall.
Yeah, you know,
like we try and want to be in the room with everyone.
Mm.
So it's really exciting to get people up on the stage.
Oh yeah. The motto has been like trying to be inviting as much as possible. So to be able to be literally inviting was pretty special.
Yeah.
I think that you guys are very successful at doing that as a band, karaoke experience or just a normal Hans Puckett show, because there is something so particularly special about seeing you guys live, and you're heading off on tour with this record, which is really cool. Is it exciting to be playing these songs? Because I know some of them you have played, you know, a little bit in the past. You sort of had a chance to give it some legs. And then there's others which are, you know, new to maybe you as performers as well as the audience who'll be hearing them.
Yeah, we still haven't quite tackled. I think we've played most of them live, but
a couple of times at least. Yeah,
yeah. The we definitely made an album that we couldn't play.
Like, yeah.
That was part of the design of it was that it was. We're like, how on earth are we going to do that? And we actually had to add a whole new band member in the process, which is Callum.
Hello.
So, yeah, no, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you like these songs?
I do like these songs. And I think you're right. Like, you couldn't possibly economically try and recreate the record with any accuracy because there's so much going on. It's a real Technicolor sort of record. So it's been a great challenge trying to like distill that into a live experience that still works and is like kind of a little bit more dance floor ready.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Or rock show ready, which has been really, really fun. And it's been a tricky but very rewarding process. And I think we're like there with most of them. So, I mean, yeah, you'll find out, I guess.
It'll be a good ride, whatever happens. It is a Technicolor record. I like that as a descriptor. It also has a very sort of Technicolor cover as well, with all these beautiful little cars, little wooden cars lined up. Tell us about that image. Who's been in charge of the vision?
I brought along the vinyl so I can refer to it.
Brought props with you
for the radio. And
how would you describe it? Give us a visual picture.
It's a square format. We've got, I'd say on first glance it almost looks like a 3D rendered image, but they're all there's hundreds of these tiny little wooden cars. All different colours pointed towards a sort of endless void in the centre.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It took a long time to make. Ben Sinclair, a good friend of ours, helped me. I spent a full like days in lockdown making one of them with my. I had like, what do you call it? Leatherman.
Mm.
It's the only tool I had. So I was carving, you know.
Is it wood? Are they made out of wood, those little
wood.
Cars?
Yeah.
There's wow.
Like little wood blocks and then wood bamboo skewers and then little wooden beads.
Wow.
For the wheels.
There's got to be at least like 36 on there. That's a lot of little cars you've made.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an impressive effort from myself to hopefully
yes.
Reflect the impressive effort of the actual record.
Yeah, hard
but,
out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of Ollie and I. The album is deals with these themes of, I don't know, sort of in youth kind of dragging on, or like feeling like a child as an adult, or anxiety of sort of teenage years. And I think this sort of the car, because neither of us can drive, or Ollie and I. So yeah, this came smack bang in the middle of my car phase, which is just. I don't know. It's like childlike, but then also quite, I don't know.
There's something very like the, you know, the grind of adulthood behind that image as well. Yeah. If we wanted to really get, you know, meta critical of it or something.
Well,
there.
Yeah. It is, yeah, but it's also toys, you know
toys,
what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, yeah, it's a lot of childlike imagery that's also sort of sinister and unsettling as well, which is what I like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys do make amazing music about, I think, that experience of growing up. And I say that in big quote marks because I feel like, when do you ever stop doing the growing up thing? I don't know. I think you could probably be in your 80s and feel like you're still growing up in a lot of ways. But there is something about the way you capture the particular anxieties of being in your 20s, and you did it when you're in your teens as well, and kind of carrying those things through in a way that people are find very relatable. Do you feel like your relationship to the songs has changed? Because, you know, it's been 5 years, long time to be working on these things. Does your personal relationship to these tracks change at all? Jono, what do you reckon?
I feel like it's always interesting when you finally share this kind of music with people, because to you it's like, yeah, like you said, it's like a 5-year-old song now. Everyone's like, oh, this is like so, you know, modern and it's so relevant now. You're like, well, we thought of this a long time ago, but I guess it lives its life now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, the period that you spend with it, listening to it and sort of getting super used to it and almost getting sick of it at some point, and then coming back to it, and then finally after like playing it lots in a studio environment and then trying to bring it to life in a live situation with, you know, a different format of playing it with Callum involved as well, it becomes quite different.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you can't really know what you're making when you're making something. Like, you can kind of have an idea about it, but it takes a while to, and it takes some distance, I think, to actually understand it. And that understanding changes, I think, as it goes on as well. But for something with such a long lead time, you know, recording the first parts of this record in like 2018 and now it coming out, it's definitely like matured in its own way to us, you know. It doesn't mean anything to other people, but hopefully it will do the same for them in time.
but
it's like it feels lived in to us, which is kind of an advantage if we want to like be able to talk about it and be able to play it and all these sorts of things. It's like, I'm kind of glad that we've had a bit of time with it, which has been really rewarding.
Well, I'm glad that we get to have some time with it now, since it's out in the world. You've also signed to Car Park Records recently, which is very cool. They represent the Beths as well overseas and a bunch of other great bands. How are you feeling about that? You're going to be also heading to the States next year too, which is very exciting.
Yeah, feeling, I'm trying not to get excited about it just yet.
Yeah, I understand.
And
the
nature
expectations.
Nature of things happening recently. But it's kind of unbelievable, really. Car Park have been really amazing to work with. It's crazy, like our last album, Eczema, we put out just ourselves. I think we just dropped it on Bandcamp and we're like, hey, should we make some music videos or something, or should we tell people about this album? And it kind of had this really slow, dragged on kind of release, definitely supported by BFM from day one, but and from our part there was really no effort to actually like promote it. So it's been really amazing working with like a team. We've got Car Park alone, you know, we're dealing with like 7 or 8, like a really close-knit team, and it's been awesome.
So cool. You guys are very good at the old visual world as well. It's definitely something you sit naturally in, and the live shows are also just a joy to behold. So if people are listening and they've never seen Hans Puckett play, there's never been a better time, basically. So where are you going to be, and when are you going to be heading around the Motu so that people can go and check out No Drama live?
Well, we've got No Drama album release party weekend, which starts tomorrow.
Nice.
We're playing at the Vogelmorn Bowling Club in Wellington. Yeah. And then we're coming here.
Excellent.
On Sunday night and playing at the Tuning Fork.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be so fun. I presume then all ages gig at the Tuning Fork, is that right?
Yeah, all ages.
All Sweet. Ages. We've got Power Nap, special with very special guest. I don't know if it's a spoiler, but
don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it.
A very special guest.
A very special guest that BFM listeners may know.
And Skeela as well.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Is, Skylab perform maybe my favorite gig of the year, so very excited to have them supporting us on Sunday.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, guys, to chat about your new record. No Drama, out now on all the places, including vinyl, so head into your local record store, head over to Bandcamp and grab it. Bandcamp Friday kicks off at 8 p.m. tonight as well. Remember that one? So we're going to listen to Misery Loves Company from the record. Thank you so much, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
That is Hans Puckett with Misery Loves Company. I love the threatening organ sound at the end there. Thank you again to Callum and Jono for popping in for a chat about No Drama, which is out today. You can catch them at the Tuning Fork on Sunday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.